And I call to order the 10:30 23 Otter Rock District Work Session special meeting. Lisa here. Kelly?
Here.
Beth?
Here.
Eileen?
Here.
Everyone's here. Do we need to do a roll call? We have the Mullins, the Harts, Pat, Whitney, and Lynn.
No.
Special order of business. Number one on the agenda is filling the office manager position. Who would like to start talking?
Well, we might want to announce why we need to fill the office manager position.
Whitney has found another job and she has graciously given her resignation, and we're very sad to see her go. And so now we need to fill it.
We need to discuss what we're going to do. Are we going to fill the position? Are we going to look to outsource the work? We need to kind of look at our options, I think. We've had some emails that have gone back and forth. Lisa, you kind of suggested that maybe we should look at outsourcing this to maybe to have Highland do some of the billing. Beth
Yeah,
kind of
I
got
never
that.
said Highland, but maybe we need somebody to do it, and I figure it might be an avenue to explore since it's hard to find employees. That is why I suggested it.
Yep. Nope. Understood. So do we look at maybe outsourcing it to an accounting firm or a bookkeeper that could do it on a consulting type basis where we're not paying for the safe fees, the employee taxes, be responsible for all of those things, which I think is very valid. I think there's probably some places, I don't know, within Newport or within Lincoln City that we could reach out to and at least get some pricing. I think regardless of how we do this, it's going to be a process because you've got a lot of kind of you've got a lot of information that you're going to have to be able to share with somebody.
I
But
have some.
I certainly think it's worth looking into. We're looking at filling a part-time bookkeeping position with some administration, with some administrative type duties that are included in it. And I think Beth pointed out some very valid points as far as the other things that need to be done along with your basic bookkeeping tasks. So
And what are those other things? I have
there's a whole
emails.
list.
I looked at the kind of template that somebody had written up for what the office position would be and the duties under
Right.
that.
I did send that out in an email. It's basically they're, monitoring our email, taking phone messages, forwarding mail to all the board members,
Right.
filing. We have to keep records. If we're outsourcing, and that's, I've got another comment on that, but if we're outsourcing bookkeeping, we still have to have the data entered in QuickBooks so that we can do our budgeting, so that we can have our records of our expenses. There's information that needs to go to the auditor every year. All those general office tasks, I think if we tried to outsource some of our bookkeeping, we'd still be hiring another person, because that's way too much to ask any board member to do. We're already doing enough because we don't have a general manager.
Yeah.
With everything that we oversee. I think I came up with 13 or 14 different kind of tasks that would need to be done in the office. I think I calculated out our employee taxes and payroll processing fees to only come up to be well under $22 an hour. I don't think we're going to find anybody anywhere close to that. We're probably looking at $50 an hour minimum for the type of accounting, bookkeeping work that we do. But, you know, we can go ahead and look.
You mean to outsource?
If you outsourced it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's another question, and I think all the board members should probably do their own research. I'm not an expert on it, although I am very familiar with the BOLI site from my previous work. There's an Oregon statute that defines what is a true independent contractor as opposed to what is an employee. BOLI has a good webpage on what they look at, and it's questionable whether we could even have someone come in and do work in our space with our equipment, with our software, and be considered an independent contractor.
They've changed a lot of those. And you're right, they've become a little bit more stringent on what you can be considered, right, either an employee or a consultant.
Right.
A lot of that has changed.
Yeah, so, I think we could certainly do that on an emergency basis for a short period of time, but I'd be hesitant to do it long-term, because we might have down the road tax liabilities and penalties if we're ever challenged.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think everybody should look at that.
Yeah. Did anybody look at the job description that I did?
Yeah, I did.
And I sent out the one. Well, yeah, it's right. Kind of a job description.
Yeah, you kind of sent out a template. Okay.
I sent out the one we've been working under, and I sent out that template.
Right.
Because we need to post a job, we need to, you know, simplify part of that and add some things like what basic minimum qualifications you're looking for.
If you're gonna post something, Beth, you can make it pretty general.
And that's what that template is for. There's kind of two different kind of job descriptions. There's the job description work agreement, and then there's the job description for posting for recruitment.
Right. I think that the job description that I created is pretty accurate. I don't know. Did you look at it, Beth?
Yeah, it looks pretty much like what we have.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit, it's a little bit more detailed.
Right.
I think there's a few more things that are on there.
Yeah.
But I think it's certainly something that we could use, you know, maybe look at what you've got too and kind of create something. So anyways, you guys mute yourselves if you're not part of the board. Would you mute your
yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I liked what you sent out, Eileen.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
Well, it's a pretty accurate description of Whitney's duties right now. So I may have certainly missed a few things. So anyways, you guys, I mean, we could do both. We could post a job. I don't know. Right. We could We could post something in the Newport Times. And in the meantime, we could certainly do a little bit of research as far as outsourcing some of this work.
I think we should do both. I mean, if people are interested in some type of outsourcing, but then comes the question, but of course, once we get information on that, is how are we going to pay for it? Because I'm convinced it's going to be substantially more than what we have now, and we have to look at our budget and see if we would have to make adjustments.
I think the one thing, Beth, that, you know, if we do outsource, and you're going to be able to get all of the information you need as far as budget numbers and things like that, because whoever we outsource it to is probably going to be using QuickBooks too. So I think that, you know, being overly concerned that you're going to be losing any information that you need in order to create a new budget, I think that you're always going to be able to get that information.
But we need it both in paper form and electronically. In this day and age, it has to be, you know, electronically. Yeah. So that we can look at it and run our own reports that we need from QuickBooks, since that's what we use.
Yeah. I am assuming that if we outsource the bookkeeping portion of the work, that there would be the ability to download that information into our QuickBooks so that we had access to the same information that whoever was doing the work for us had. And I mean, I don't think we would want to outsource it to anybody that wasn't capable of doing that. So,
right. But then that would come to you to deal with it on our end then.
Right
now.
Yeah. Well, it that depends. I mean, that depends on who we found, or if we were able to find anybody, and what their services actually were.
Yeah, but if
they be able to generate every report we need and just email
on what
it to us.
Time basis. I would question that. On what time basis, you know, if we need a certain, you know, report or data output from that.
Yeah.
Or some other use, you know.
Right.
I don't know. And then if you do outsource the bookkeeping, then we still need to post for office work.
Yeah. My old business partner and I had in our contract with some of the people that they would get a digital file like monthly. Like end of month, we would send them a copy of whatever we were working on. So, and that was a long time ago. So I would assume that's probably standard.
Yeah.
At this point. Right. So you should be able to get something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Beth is more concerned about all the other stuff. Yeah. Like returning phone calls and, you know.
Well, everything we get in through the email and forwarding that, and I don't know.
Beth, it's all the administrative part of it.
Right.
There's a whole nother part.
And I said the other day too, like I'll try to really start. I mean, so much of it after this long is in my head. I just do it sort of automatically. I'll try to start writing down like little things that maybe aren't on one of the lists of what I do as I come across them too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's useful. So when is your last day, Whitney?
I said I could stay until the 25th because I figured it was easier and cleaner to keep it on the pay periods. And then I can help out as a consultant after that. I mean, I'm not abandoning everybody. So whatever works out.
So November 25th.
Mm-hmm.
So
my comment is that a lot of people don't use the newspaper anymore to look up job ads, and there are a lot of search engines out there like Indeed and Craigslist and people that do it. So I think Newport News Times may be spending money where we shouldn't be.
That's because a good point.
No one looks at Newport News Times anymore, guys.
I
add job ads?
A few people do, and I don't think it would be too substantial, but yes, we should definitely place ads other place. We can post on SBAO, you know.
Yeah, and jobs I'm just a Craigslist.
They're a dying thing.
I know a lot of people use Facebook Marketplace for things, and I'm wondering if they might have a job site. It never occurred to me until just now to even think about it. But that is, I know a lot of people use Facebook for things like that.
I've sold half my stuff from my house in Gresham on Facebook Marketplace.
There you go.
Yeah, it's good for that.
I don't know if they've got a job section or anything like that, but just that sort of just popped into my head. So
right. Well, there's also the neighborhood Facebook groups. There's a Depot Bay, there's a Lincoln City, there's a Newport South Beach.
And what about that name? What is that other website? It's Neighborhood or something like that?
Next door.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think too many people use that, but I see job postings or mentions and links to job postings on some of the, you know, the Newport, the Depot Bay, Lincoln City community group pages that I check in on.
Is that through Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 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 No. And Lisa, don't get me wrong. I just kind of threw Newport Times out there just as an example. I mean, obviously, if we're going to post a job, we should post it
multiple
to these other sites.
Right. There's the Yahas News.
Yeah.
That's pretty widely read.
Yeah. I think Indeed. What's the other one that maybe it's not so popular anymore? I think it was Monster or something. You know. I don't know. Maybe it's not. I'm dating myself.
You remember Monster.
So, but I think Indeed and Monster, you're going to get, you know, well, I don't know how much local you're going to get. And I think that's the other thing is this job, you know, this isn't a work from home job. This is a job that somebody needs to come into the office and do. So I think that's the other thing that we need to keep in mind if we're gonna hire somebody, unless that's another discussion you want to have. But I really feel that this is a job that needs to be done at the office. So I know Whitney and I have gone back and forth on that, but so anyways.
Well, again, like I said, we're going to have someone doing the in the office work, even if we have the bookkeeping. So we have to post something.
Right. I agree. Yeah. We need to get something posted.
There's any alternative to not having an employee.
No. And I agree with you, Beth. I think that, you know, unless we want to do all this via volunteer work, and I don't think we do.
We're not gonna, no.
Right.
I don't think that's
feasible. Yeah. So, but it's not a full-time job. It's a,
oh no.
You know, so.
No, what do we run, under 50 hours a month?
Yeah, I know, you know, Whitney, sometimes throughout the year, Whitney will get busy with the audits and things like that.
Yeah, it fluctuates.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, well, there's, That sometimes is a selling point for a person.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
So who's going to put together a job posting?
I can work on it, Beth. You know. Yeah. I mean, I think between, you know, we can put something together.
Well, we should get it put together and get it.
Yeah, and get it posted.
We need to get right on it.
Right.
I'm willing to do it. I did a lot of job compensation studies and reviewing job postings and job descriptions in my previous life. So,
okay. All right. Well, that's fine. I mean, if you want to kind of put something together, I'm more than happy to kind of look at it with you. So,
okay.
Yeah.
You know, being the treasurer, you should probably be involved as well, because I think you work will work.
Oh, she definitely should be. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't think it should just fall to her.
No.
And I think that in the meantime, we could also reach out to a few different possible people and see what it would actually cost to outsource all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so we know.
Right.
So, yeah.
So are you going to do that?
I can. Sure. Yeah. Well, I think maybe we could do it in tandem. You know, I think once we have a description, we can kind of move forward. So, but I can make some calls. So, and you guys, Whitney, did you see the email I just sent you?
I haven't looked at email yet today.
You should see the email I just sent.
Okay.
You. Yeah.
Sounds intriguing.
Sorry, that's a little off the discussion here. So. Okay. All right, you guys. So in the meantime, if we can't fill this position by the end of November, when Whitney has basically given her 25 or November 25th, I know she's offered to stay on as a consultant after that. But in the meantime, if we need to have some help, I'm happy to step in. I've got extensive background in QuickBooks. I've got extensive admin experience. I know there's concern about some conflict of interest. Maybe we can get in touch with SBAO on that to make sure that we're kind of covering ourselves in the interim.
Yeah, I think we definitely need to. I thought maybe you were, are you going to do that or?
Well, I can. Sure, I can.
You're hooked up with the HR part of that SBAO, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. So I can talk to him. I think we could, you know, we can put some safeguards in place. Obviously, if I need to help out for a little while, and if I have to cut checks or something, obviously I shouldn't be signing checks and things like that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. Well, we should be getting Kelly on board. Kelly, have you?
I'm going this week.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah.
For a signature.
Yeah, I talked to Bill, and he was waiting to get your thing set up before he can have the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm going to go get my flu shot and do my signature card.
Right.
Lisa?
Yes.
Are you okay with this conversation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, but I do think that, you know, if you were going to do it for 7 months, I think that my gut feeling is that you're going to have to resign for the treasurer, because, you know, the treasurer does the financial reports and stuff like that. And we're going to have someone cover that, and then someone cover whoever covers that. And that's how I think it's going to do it. But I would love to have your help. I mean, I would love to do it, but, you know, I'm so busy at work. I can't believe how busy at work I am. And I know I always say that, but.
But you really are.
Right now, you know, we don't have a boss and we're down a person. So, you know, all the pieces of work that I have to do, I'm just. And I just want to say again that I really appreciate the fact that the board, you know, works around my schedule and works around how busy I am and understands that. And I'm very, very appreciative of that. So thanks for not, kicking me out of the club, I guess.
Well, just keep no participating problem. In our Zoom meetings, Lisa.
Always. And I will show up when I can, but besides COVID, of course.
Yes. Don't do that again. I think no. That was enough. Yeah.
No, never.
We were getting a little worried there. So
I have never been that sick. Not to say something, but my fever was so high, it caused blisters in my mouth.
Oh, Lisa.
And it was weeks before I could eat something, crunchy, because it exploded in my mouth. It was just bad.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, I'm glad you're better.
Sauce too, huh?
Huh?
No salsa dishes, right?
no soup. I couldn't even eat soup.
Oh, God.
I couldn't eat. I didn't drink tea. I couldn't. Everything was cold.
Oh.
It's bad.
Okay, so we're gonna put together an ad, and we're gonna post it.
We have to have the posting job description done first.
Yes. Yes, we're going to put together a job description, and we're going to post an ad. Yep. So let's work on that. And we can post it. You said the SDAO has got a...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you can post jobs. They post jobs on their website.
All right. And some other places.
Right.
Okay.
So I guess Eileen, you and I can work on that and then run it by everybody else and via email, and then if everybody's okay with it, then we can
get something posted.
Get it posted, and we'll put I also sent I sent a copy of the job application that we used last time.
Yeah, I saw that.
Get a chance to look at that.
Yeah, I saw that.
So if there's anything anybody sees that they think we should add, let us know. But it is
what I was looking at had a lot to do with being a water operator.
On the application?
Yeah, maybe I was looking at the template. So, Beth, to be honest with you, Beth, I've been so busy the last couple of weeks. I really haven't.
That's the matrix I sent out that. No, I don't have it open.
It's okay. It's all right, Beth.
We'll look at it.
Yeah. Yeah, we can look at it. So.
And so hopefully we can get that out in a couple of weeks.
Yep. I think we need to
at least
a couple of weeks at the most.
Yeah, right.
So it's Monday. It is Monday, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Monday.
Wednesday, but other than that.
Beth, I think between the two of us, we can put something together within the next few days, unless you're really busy. So Friday, I'm busy.
Okay, well, Wednesday, I've got a couple things going on.
Yeah,
in the morning. So
okay, well, should we shoot for having something finalized by Thursday? You want to do that? It shouldn't take us that long to put Help Wanted together. So.
Well, yeah, we can shoot for Thursday.
Do you want to push it out? Do you want to go for next Monday?
No, go ahead. Thursday.
Okay.
You said shoot for.
Shoot for, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to go for Monday the 9th?
No.
Okay. All right. So no. Thursday, the 5th.
Or maybe Saturday, you know, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. How about the 7th? That's Saturday.
Okay, but yeah.
Let's do that. And between now and then, we can throw a couple of things back and forth.
So, okay.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
So I have a question. Do we do background checks on potential employees?
I think we will. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about background checks. I know that through SDAO HR services, we can get free drug testing.
Yeah, I just think a background check might be a good idea just because, you know, they have access to a lot of personal information.
I would expect they would need some experience working with personal information.
Yeah, but we need it because we need to protect ourselves because, you know, it's all about financials and their background is, you know, they don't have felonies, you know, stealing checks and stuff like that. How about working with BBSI?
Who is that?
The employment service in Newport. And there's also Goodwill Services in Lincoln City that does employment too.
Does employment what?
Employees, helping find employees for us.
Oh. Yeah.
And I know BBSI runs background checks and all their stuff. I do know we have to sign a contract with them. And they help. Well, they basically find the people and we interview them and then they do all the checks and all that stuff. But we will have to sign a contract with them.
That might be a good avenue, Lisa, actually.
But that is something that takes us off our plates and puts it on theirs.
Yeah.
And Goodwill Services also does the same thing in Lincoln City. Or at least they used to.
Yeah. That actually might be a really good avenue because the other thing, if you hire somebody through probably Goodwill Services or this BBSI, is if they don't work out, all you do is call them and say, look, this person isn't going to work out. And that's the end of the conversation. The thing with going through a temp agency like that is usually your contract is you have to you hire somebody through the temp agency, you pay the temp agency a certain amount of money for the first probably 90 days. And it depends on what the contract is. And then after that, you can hire them. So I'm trying to remember if it was, you know, it I think it varies. But you usually, when you go through a temp agency like that, you pay the temp agency, you have a certain amount of time to decide if you want to bring that person on full time or part time in this case. And if you want to hire them prior to the end of your contract with the temp agency, you have to pay a fee. So, but Lisa, I think that's a really good idea because you're taking a lot of responsibility off of yourself and you're putting it on them because they do the background check, they do a lot of the other stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, and also WorkSource too is a good thing. WorkSource Oregon is a good bulletin board for work.
Yeah,
I'm just spitballing from all these places that I've
now WorkSource seen
and dealt with.
Over WorkSource Oregon. I don't think that they're so much like a temp agency, but no, I think that
it's a free listing.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So is everybody in agreement that this should be a job that's done at the office? Because I think that's probably going to be the other thing that comes up, is people are going to want to know if this is a remote job.
They need to be, to answer the phones and answer the emails and do the filing and all the stuff that that Beth brought up. They need to be in the office a couple days a week.
Okay.
Email or can at least be remote, one day a week. Not much. Phone messages can be remote. We don't typically answer many phone calls. We get messages left because there's not someone there that much. Unless they see Whitney's car there, and then they probably call.
Well, and it's very few phone. Most of the phone calls are like Google sales calls. It's really so minimal that you could check it once a week and you'd be more than fine.
Right.
I mean, I'll go over a month without a single message because most people email at this point. I mean, I do a lot of emailing because it goes straight to my phone. But as for the voicemails, there's really like next to none. And it says on the machine that they can get a hold of me by email. And so people that do leave a message also send an email the majority of the time. So it's really not.
Yeah, we discourage it on the website, letting them know we're not there that often because we're so part-time, and that if they want a quicker response, email.
Yeah. And most people are pretty good about that at this point.
I guess that's the other thing, is if it's a, but I just don't know that we could do this remotely. I really don't. I mean,
well, especially
Whitney lives right here in the community, and she was doing it somewhat remotely, but she was right here, so that if she had to go to the office, it was right there, you know.
Right,
so if we post this as a, you know, a remote job, so
there's not much you could do remotely.
Right, right.
You know, we're not using QuickBooks Online, so that's not remote. And
right,
and the only about the only thing you could do remotely is email. So
Okay. All right. Well, that kind of answers that. So
okay.
So do we have a game plan, you guys?
I think
we do. So in the meantime, you guys, there again, if we don't fill this position by the end of November, is everybody okay with me stepping in and doing some of this accounting stuff, this bookkeeping stuff? Is that...
I think we need to refer to SDAO, though.
Okay. All right.
And if I need to extend the time, I can do that too. I mean, I'm right here. I'm not abandoning you guys. What needs to be done? Billing needs to be done. Things like that. We can talk about that. So that works because of the SDAO with you being the treasurer. I mean, whatever, you know.
All right. Whitney, I just think with you, with everything else that you've got going on with your mom and kid and a new job, I don't want to put you in a position where you feel like I can't let go of this, because I think you need to be able to let go of it, you know. So you've done this for long enough. So
I was just throwing it out there.
No, I understand. And I think we all really appreciate it, Whitney.
My mom's going to be gone at least another 4 to 5 weeks. So there's really, I mean, as for that, there's nothing I can do with that. You know, so.
Yep. All right. Believe me, I'm sure you're going to get phone calls. Whitney. So. Okay, moving on.
To the Oregon State Legislative Water caucus visit scheduled for November 14th.
Yeah, this is getting bigger. Eileen and I got an email today from Tracy Loomis at Business Oregon. And apparently they have asked John Unger. He was one of them we met with in the last online meeting with them and Kevin. They've asked him to participate.
Who's he with, Beth?
Business Oregon.
Oh, he's with Business Oregon. Okay.
Yeah, he was one of the participants in that last online meeting we had with him.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure if he was with Business Oregon or if he was with Civil West.
No. In fact, and then Tracy said two of their people will be part of this. Will be attending.
Okay. All right.
And she didn't say who the other one was.
Okay.
And so she sent an email asking for, she sent it to basically to Kevin and then CC'd Eileen and myself and Tim at Civil West, Kevin Shreves at Civil West, asking about the project, the FEMA, any news on the FEMA, and wanting to fill, to connect and let John know what was going on with our project since he's participating. And so,
you know, Kevin, I think, kind of responded to that.
Yes, Kevin did then respond.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let him know that we just had that meeting with the environmental group to assess the project. What was that, last week?
Mm-hmm.
And that they anticipated there were no problems there. And that they anticipate, let's see, Kevin says he anticipates learning probably close to the first of the year, barring a government shutdown, which of course will mess everything up. And in fact, the FEMA group, we kind of mentioned that when we were up at the tank farm. And
well, they didn't have a speaker. Now they've got a super speaker. We should be good. Everything should be just great now.
A speaker?
Yeah, the house.
Or the house. I mean,
sorry, sarcasm.
Oh, okay. You're talking about, the house.
Sorry.
No, but they did mention, you know, we actually do work. We just review everything. We just can't take action on anything if there is a government shutdown.
Right.
Yeah. OSU is predicting a government shutdown.
Well,
We are working towards it.
Right.
No, they're not,
because it affects my job. So I'm just letting you know that, you know, we're highly alerted. So as soon as I learn something about it, because, you know, I'm hooked into all the government emails every day, I will let you guys know.
Okay. No, I think everything's going to be just great now. Sorry.
So this is going to be a fairly large group coming. We're talking 40 people.
That's a big group.
Yeah, it is. It pretty much is max for our little room there in some ways. The room is really a mess and really needs cleaning. Hasn't been really used in a year and a half. And we had that construction work and as many drop cloths as I saw that they use, there's still sheetrock dust in the corners and there's old, you know, spider webs and dead spiders in the windows and everything. So
those are my Halloween decorations.
What?
I said those are my Halloween decorations.
Okay, well, we'll wait till after tomorrow to deal with that. Yeah.
Somebody actually got rid of all the spider webs in the two windows next to the doors. I don't know. Pardon me?
Outside or in the I've swept up there several times.
Oh, okay. Well, you must have done it recently.
Yeah, I did it. I did outside because I didn't know if the FEMA group was going to just need to stop by our place, maybe to use the bathroom or something even. Okay. You know? So
okay.
I did recently do some more.
Okay.
This group knows we don't have a refrigerator, right?
I don't think they don't need one. It's
they don't. Okay.
They're doing box lunches. No. So yeah, okay. They should be fine. I think they just want to be able to come inside somewhere.
Right. That's what it sounded like when I talked to her. Right. Yeah.
So we have plenty of tables and chairs, but they'll need to be set up, and I can help do a lot of the vacuuming and cleaning, but we might need some people with a little more muscle that can help with the room setup. So we should have it, you know, set up for a group before they get here. So the
meeting is on the 14th, with it, which is the same day as our board meeting.
I know, but it's at noon. I mean, noon, 1 o'clock.
Right, 2 o'clock, right. But we've got that weekend.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. So maybe we could kind of go in that weekend and kind of get things spruced up a little bit and get things set up.
Right. So, yeah, when we say we need to know.
Well, I'll help.
Okay. It would be the weekend of the 11th, Kelly. Uh-huh. So, because the meeting is going to be on the 14th.
Of November. So, 11th and 12th is Saturday and Sunday of that week. So, between the 11th to the 13th, we'd need to.
Yeah. So, if we can kind of commit to all meeting over there that weekend or something, we can get it kind of
right. And if anybody else in the community would like to pitch in, that would be great too, because the more people, the quicker it is.
Yeah. Well, and Francis and I can go over there Tuesday morning and make sure all the tables and chairs and everything are set up.
Yeah. Well, we need to go in and kind of do a quick kind of a cleaning and
it needs to be clean. There's lots of dust behind those pew benches, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, should we try to plan on meeting over there either the 11th or the 12th? We could kind of email and maybe schedule something and we could all meet over there. Do we want to do that?
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay. Kelly?
Yeah?
Do you care?
What
Saturday
day?
Or Sunday?
I'd rather do Sunday.
Sunday? Okay. Beth, do you care?
No.
Okay. Well, why don't we shoot for Sunday the 12th?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
What time do you want to meet? 10?
Yeah. 10:30. Okay. That works for me, Beth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my sister's in town that weekend. I know.
Do you know we didn't even mention your name, Lisa?
I know, but I will. So if you don't need me, I can donate the Pam went to Costco and I've got lots of trash bags and I've got lots of disinfectant wipes, you know, Clorox wipes and the pop-ups. So I will just put those on the table. And then whatever you guys need help with after she leaves on Sunday, I can help
do it. Okay.
Okay. And then.
But I will put the cleaning supplies in before. I mean, I'll go down this weekend and put them in so that you guys can have them before then.
And I have big sheets of brown paper that we can cover the tables with. And then I also have some tablecloths we could put over the top of that.
Oh, that might be nice.
That would be lovely.
Yeah.
And who is going to speak?
Not me.
After that email today, I was wondering if there's any chance we could get Tim out for this.
Tim Gross?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we ask Kevin?
Right. Well, ask Kevin and Tim. Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we ask him? Because he certainly has got the answers.
Right, because if they ask any specific questions, you know,
one of us
might be able to say, well, we think this or that, but
He certainly has more answers. So
especially if we're going to talk about the project.
Right. I think our summary, Beth, that was put together for when we thought we were going to have to speak for this.
That's got some stuff. But then I was looking at our thing we sent into the capital project application that we sent in through Gomberg's office.
Mm-hmm.
That I think Kevin helped, Civil West helped fill out. Between that and I think there was something else from the basic FEMA project. We could put something short and simple together.
Okay. And I mean, really, Beth, I think we kind of have
I know, but there's key points you want to at minimum put together an outline.
Right, right. Yeah. You
hit the key points.
Yeah.
That should be conveyed.
Yeah. And like you said, Lisa, I mean, our issue is money. You know, I think that's what we want to convey is, you know,
we need money.
Need money. Yeah. And the more the better.
Yeah, we need help. We don't need water security. I don't know where they got that from, but we need.
Well, we do need water security always, but.
Well, yeah, but that's not. Yeah.
I mean.
Well, maybe. And I think that, Lisa, the reason that that's in there is because we're not the only one on their agenda. I mean, they're kind of working their way up the coast. So.
Right.
You know, and that's like, you know, part of this is talking about. You know, streams and fish passage. And I know when we were up there at the tank farm, one of the things that I think Tim was saying is that we're really lucky because our water is coming out of the ground. If it was coming out of a stream, we'd have this whole nother, you know, Department of Fish and Wildlife that we'd be dealing with. So,
right.
So we're just a small part of their tour. And so I think we need to keep that in mind, Beth, that we're really just.
Oh, yeah. We need to be very simple and concise. And
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, just, I don't know, just say, hey, we need money.
Right. Yeah. We just need money. Lots of money. So
we're struggling.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
Pat has her hand raised.
Yep.
She looks like a Halloween ghost.
I know, doesn't she?
She does.
This is my disembodied Halloween.
Okay.
So, yes. I just.
No offense, Pat, but you do. You're kind of in the background and it's all black. And
I'm too lazy to get up and turn on a real light is the problem.
Okay.
I would like to say you ladies are doing a hell of a job and you're doing so much more than board members should be doing already. Please send out a request for a work party to the community and let us come and help with cleaning up the community center before this meeting and after. No, you shouldn't have to do all this yourselves.
So you're coming by on the 12th, right?
I just sent a message to Eileen and said I'm available.
Well, then come on by. That's what I meant. I said if any other, you know, members want to
help. We could put something on the website or email out that we're
And do you want me to send a all?
Yeah, why don't you, Beth? Why don't you send an email out? You know, I think the other thing we could do, too, is basically send an email out. You know, I would love to see us get a fridge in there and get things that function.
Don't we Don't we still have a commitment to get that refrigerator maybe towards the end of this month when my neighbors, your neighbors, Beth, down the road, come back and have their new fridge delivered?
I haven't heard from them. I should check with them. We do have a replacement dishwasher. It's not installed yet, but it's sitting there waiting. It'll be a couple months before it can get installed.
Where is it?
I have experience installing dishwashers.
Okay.
Where's the
Pat
dishwasher?
Murray and I,
it's tucked in the corner where the next to where the dehumidifier was sitting.
Oh, okay.
You can't hardly notice it, but covered it with a cloth. It's from when he took apart his place, his other place up there on Third.
Okay. Murray's and Anderson still will take that old refrigerator to be recycled when
thinking about that anytime, because it's not doing us any good where it is.
Okay, we were just waiting to have the okay.
Oh, well, no, we'll take you up on your offer. Yes, indeed.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, I'll send out an email to the news group about our cleanup on the 12th.
Okay, good, good.
And everybody also got that, I forwarded that application for the community use by a group of our local musicians.
Yes, well, Grace's. They didn't have a date, and my only concern.
It had two dates.
Time. And my only concern was, and we've had this conversation before, and we've all agreed that 8 o'clock is the cutoff time, and I don't know if Grace knows that for the neighbors. So I didn't want to. I didn't want to say yes without having Grace know that it was 8 p.m.
I think it's listed on the website, but we can reinforce that.
Yeah, I have no problem letting her use it.
Why is it 8 o'clock for a cutoff?
In the evening, because of noise for the neighbors.
You mean Lori?
Lori and Peggy, yeah.
Yeah, Lori and Peggy.
Lori and Peggy. Okay.
All right. But,
you know.
It's just 8 o'clock seems so early. Okay. People are there, but that's a whole nother discussion. So okay,
that seems like to
she
be
wanted to do it on the 12th, but I'll tell her no because we got to do the cleanup, and I already mentioned that to her. I'll tell her that 12th is out, but then she can just arrange for another day, yeah. And the 14th is out.
They could come in on the 11th, I suppose.
Yeah, the Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That worked for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, not the 12th. She wanted, I think, the 9th and the 12th. Or I probably can't find it, but anyway. Let's see, streamline, where is that? Yeah, she wanted the 8th and the 12th, but I'll just tell her, nope, not the 12th. Through the 14th, none of those days. Because we'll want to get that room all set up and everything and not tracked through.
Right.
And clean it for a couple of days.
Yeah. Yep, I agree.
Okay. And I'll send out an email blast. We have quite a few cleaning utensils and things there, although there aren't rubber gloves. But the people who did the bird watching people, Friends of Otter Rock group, when they came in, they did a massive cleanup. It hadn't been cleaned for a couple years. And they donated a whole bunch of cleaning materials, mops and broom and stuff.
Okay, good. So
I have a bunch of small blue latex type gloves. So they're not really heavy duty cleaning gloves, but from when I was a visiting nurse, and I can bring those. So they help, but they're not heavy duty. They
right. Well,
but I'll bring the bag that I have. And
okay, that would be good. Yeah.
And
yeah, I'm just kind of mentioning that you know, if people want to do any wet cleaning and they need their protection, they may just want to bring their own, you know, gloves to protect their skin.
And then I'm not a heavy duty chemical person because of my allergies. You know, like I'll probably bring a bucket and vinegar and water and newspapers to do the windows with, because, you know, it's very effective.
And okay. Well, make sure you let other people know if you're there and working, because there are some other donated cleaning supplies. And
I know. And I'll
there's
wear a
something
mask
that would bother you,
bother me, but I'll wear a mask and pop my head out the door every once in a while. It'll be fine. I'm not going to die. So,
we don't want you uncomfortable either.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is when you have allergies. You gotta deal with it. So, but I'll bring the stuff to do the windows. I like doing windows.
Okay.
On a side note, Beth, I know there was a leak. Were you able to get in touch with?
I did get in touch with Dave Barry, but I went back there after this last rain and there's absolutely no sign of any water coming down. And so now I'm wondering, someone was in there delivering the dishwasher and then the pool table got taken in. So maybe someone just spilled some water and didn't wipe it up. So I think at this point we just need to keep an eye on it. I did, however, also do some research and asked my neighbor here, who was on the board starting in, I don't know, 2000 or 2001, asked Art if he knows when they last did that roof on that place. And he said, well, not since he was on the board.
Okay.
So I think that's something. If a leak doesn't show up again, we for sure want to think about that this upcoming budget year.
Okay.
That it might be time. That would be like a 23-year-old roof.
We
might need to be budgeting for a new roof.
Okay. Well, we're supposed to get a ton of rain this week, so this will be a good test. So
yeah, but we got we got a few real downpours just you know, this last little bit, and I went over there and just not a drop showing. So
okay, all right.
Yeah, we saw something on the table, and then there is a little bit of a water stain on the ceiling.
Yeah.
To the right of the table, though, it's not over where the water stain on the table was. And
well,
so
the tables have been moved, so from where they were when I saw it first. So
okay, well, there is a little bit of a water stain on the ceiling.
Right.
I'll be there Wednesday. I'll check while I'm there.
Yeah. Well, if we just keep checking after we've had some downpours, if it's leaking, it'll show up pretty soon.
Right. And I think it's supposed to rain tomorrow and Wednesday.
Oh, it's supposed to pour all week now. Yeah.
Yeah. It's that. Coming straight from north of Hawaii, angling up toward Oregon and Washington. So, but yeah, DMB Construction will do just roofs. So they are an option to get an estimate.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, and yeah. Okay. All right, you guys. Well, it sounds like we've got some plans. So
yeah.
Okay.
Sounds that way. Yep.
Yep. Yes. All yep. right.
Thank you. And so I'll get down to the bank this week. We'll see. I'll see everybody Sunday, the 12th at 10:30 at the
clubhouse.
And then we'll all get together on the 14th.
Yep. And Beth and I will do what Beth and I do. So.
Yeah. And Eileen, I thought I heard you say that you'd check with SDAO.
Yes. Yeah.
Whether there's any conflict of interest.
Yeah. Well, I know there's conflict
right, of interest. But I meant, could we do it for a short term?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to.
Some guardrails in place, like you don't sign any checks while you're doing the.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to do, Kelly. I'm going to get some very specific instructions from them.
Right.
So that we're all kind of on the same page.
Yeah. And thanks right? for offering that. And thanks for your 13 years of service, Whitney.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Whitney.
Thank you.
And good luck. Good luck in, you know, your future job. So
thank you.
Yeah. So it's exciting doing something different, you know?
It is. It's interesting. So.
Yeah. All right. And thanks for all you fellow board members do and members in the community.
All right, everybody. Have a good evening.
Good night.